Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is Feedback Loop with Mason Rash and Jacob Spivak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up is Max Greenstein and Co.
Hello, this is Max from Agoobi Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Fools Rush In by Bow Wow Wow, and you are currently listening to Not Any Longer by the Lajadu Sisters. Enjoy.
La 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 Catching up with the townies. Some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me. They hang on tight until they drown. Met you.
All right.
Hi.
Good beautiful morning.
I'm joined by...
Hi.
Hi.
Noah.
And other Max.
Hi.
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 Hi, good morning.
Hi, Gaga.
How have your weeks been?
It's been good. Had a good last 24 hours, I'd say.
Yeah? What did you do in the last 24 hours?
What did I do? I watched the Hannah Montana movie.
Wow. Ooh.
Oh, my God, guys. So good.
Did they make another one of those? Or is
yeah,
it
there's
just
like
one,
a 20-year anniversary show, but we watched the original last night.
Mm.
It's like, oh, it's a really a timeless classic.
Wow.
It really is.
My favorite part is when Billy Ray Cyrus goes, "What a shame. Girl don't even recognize her own horse." And then Miley goes, "Blue jeans?" Yeah.
Wow.
That was that.
That was that. It's the best part.
Thank you for the recitation.
That's good.
Of course. Have you guys ever seen it?
No.
Wow.
I don't think I've
devastating.
Really...
No. I yeah, loved no. the show, but wow. I don't think I ever watched the movie.
Hurts my heart.
There's a really weird vibe that the movie versions of like childhood shows, like it kind of like puts me off a little bit.
Have you ever seen the Wizards of Waverly Place movie?
Yes.
That
and
one?
It did the exact same thing for me.
Oh, I didn't watch the show of Wizards of Waverly Place. I just watched the movie.
Oh, I did watch the show. I watched both, and it was like, maybe it's because it's just like the way that you tell a story in movie form is so different than the way that you tell a story in show form.
Mm.
And it's just like I'm used to the show form, where it like
yeah
it ends every time.
The movie just keeps going and going.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
That's all?
That's all.
That's all about that.
Do you have ideas?
I do have an idea.
Yeah.
This idea is called ampersand actually longer. And this is the fact that ampersands are usually sort of put in there to make things quicker, but I always forget which key it's on. So it always takes longer for me to type the ampersand than to actually type and. And this sort of bring us into an activity that Noah and I once played, Max, that I think you would really enjoy.
Oh,
What are all the symbols on top of each of
the I know. The 8 is the asterisk.
Yes.
Keep I know. Going. Isn't 1 the exclamation point?
Mm-hmm.
2, come back to me. 9 is closed parentheses, right?
Well.
No. It's not?
It's 1. Who's at the end? Who's the last number on the keyboard? It's not 9.
It's 0. Oh, 0. Oh, 9 is open. 0 is closed.
Yeah.
7. Is 6 semicolon? No. Semicolons are not. They're not up there.
No, they're not.
Question mark's not up. Why is question mark not up there, exclamation point is?
That's what I was wondering. But I guess the question mark you're maybe using more.
Yeah. Is it? I was going to say, it's something about like ending the sentence because period is down by question mark, but then exclamation point is at the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, are 3 and 4 brackets?
No.
Oh, gosh. This is going to irk me.
We can come back.
Keep brainstorming.
I'll think on it, and I'll see if I come up with any more.
Yeah. And what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Townies by Wednesday. Just went to her concert on a Wednesday. On Wednesday.
Wow.
It was great.
Life imitates art.
It was like way more metal than I was expecting.
Wow.
There's a mosh pit. People were crowd surfing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I counted 13 people crowd surfing that then got grabbed by the ankles by the security guards and like pulled out of the crowd.
Yoink.
Yeah. They really yoinked them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well,
what's next?
Claire.
Claire
by Dougie Poole.
Wonderful.
Floating across the screen.
pretty now? Can't you see this riot inside of my veins? Hey, look, I'm overcome by desire. How must I wait in the water? Since you heard from Jesus of his chosen man, hey, love, you twist and turn till your colors wither, then they'll
Shout out Gary Greenstein for that song recommendation, Lebanon by Ondara.
Gary.
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 Shine at a church and cross on a lapel pin, skipping my communion. I was hanging around. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milner, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me. Me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me. Me.
Oh my God, it's me. Hey again.
Hey.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
A reminder of that from the song.
In case anyone was maybe living under a rock.
Well, Jesus as moved Jesus the rock was. From behind the thing, as I've heard.
As I've been told.
I'm not super tapped into that, though.
Shout out bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were hanging out with a bunny this weekend.
Flopsy. Love her to death. She is just... I fed her a little blueberry. It's amazing.
Just one?
Just... No, actually two. But she was supposed to only have one because...
Whoa.
One blueberry is like half of her, but...
Yeah.
I gave
and
her two.
And two blueberries is oh. all
is
of her.
Yeah.
Wow. Bad boy.
Mm. Girl.
I was talking about you.
Oh.
Careful.
Careful now.
Don't get confused. Easy.
Careful now.
Whoa.
Whoa, girl.
I mean, oh.
I heard that someone has maybe a little bit of something
yeah.
cooking up in
yeah.
the labranium. Oh.
Yeah. This idea is called becoming the host ethnographer. And this is whenever you bring a visitor into your community. And, like, right now I'm thinking about, like, oh, like, my parents and et cetera are going to be here for graduation. Like, you get the opportunity to kind of really discuss the dynamics of, like, the people you're meeting and the places that you're in and, like, kind of break that down in a way that you don't get to with the people you're regularly around, because it's like the fish in water. But like, I feel like whenever my parents are on campus, I'm always like, okay, so like, that's the sink, and like, here's who hangs out at the sink. And like, if you want to do work, you don't actually go there, but like, you can go there and pretend and then be like, I'm so busy. And like, these are the different comedy clubs, and like, this one kind of has this style and this one has that style, and like, these two have never worked together. Like, I feel like when you have a guest, you really have the opportunity to do that.
And it's so fun.
Or, like, bringing a college friend home to, like, your hometown.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Do you think that helps you, like, process things better? Just because it's, like, you're actually given the space to, like, talk through it. Like, talk through the thoughts that you have.
A little bit, but I also...
In terms of social dynamics, yeah, I guess.
I do think that... Often the way I think about things to myself is as if I were explaining them to another person.
Interesting.
Yeah. At least for this sort of thing.
So you see like an apple, you're like...
So this isn't sort of an apple.
So this is sort of this is... Some could say...
It's like kind of red.
This
red
is sort
a bit
of a red
crunch
fruit.
To it.
It's a circle. And you would eat an apple maybe for lunch or in the morning.
For lunch?
As a little side.
It's a little side dish.
Okay.
Or just like eat an apple outside.
You're on the run.
Yes.
I don't like apples, but I really want to like eat an apple outside.
You should make yourself like apples so you can do that.
Ugh, it just seems so amazing.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I have a really hard time with fruit. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'll try anything, but fruit is like, it's tough for me. Because it tastes different every time. I never know what
true.
I'm going to get.
It is... quite unpredictable.
I think an apple is one of the more predictable fruits, though.
Let me tell you about strawberries, though. Strawberries are so good.
No.
Oh, my God. Strawberries
are so good. Oh, I was
going to
say, strawberries so unpredictable.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like a strawberry is rarely unpredictable in a bad way. I feel like one that's usually unpredictable in a bad way is blueberry.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
but
blueberry.
But I do like blueberry.
Or like a raspberry. Well, I think in like taste variation.
Raspberry tastes like blue raspberry candy.
I don't find that.
I don't know that I do either. That's okay.
What were you gonna say, Max? I cut you off.
Just that I feel like a raspberry, it's like from the outside you can never tell if it's gonna be the tartest thing you've ever eaten or like the most delicious sweet piece of candy. Same with like blackberries.
I'm really put off by raspberries and blackberries because my brother City shout out used to put them on his fingers and like as like little hats.
Yeah. I would do that as all with those canned black olives.
Ew.
Oh.
What? That?
That's
I was expecting in the studio. Oh my goodness.
Taste, but also like I feel like you can get away with that when it's a sweet food, but not like a salty fried food. I don't know why it's different. But
you guys ever did that?
Of, like,
no. I don't engage
literally
with olives.
Made no, I know that. But they're literally made for you to do that.
No.
Especially when you're a
random,
kid.
Like, Wait, what's the olive that's kind of like brownish purple? Not a black olive? Is that Kalamata?
Kalamata? Those?
Yeah. I had a Kalamata phase as a child where, like, I would open up a jar and just be eating olives out of it.
Yeah?
Never done that.
That ended quick. I got sick of them pretty fast.
Yeah. Shoot. I could see how you could do that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, right.
What did we hear?
Gloria. In Excelsis Deo by the Patti Smith.
Yes.
Yes.
And now So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Enjoy.
Perfect.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So, if you don't use it,
consider covering it up.
Again.
Hi. Ideas.
Idea. Let me pull it up. I'm so sorry.
With
Hi.
It.
Okay, so this is Hi. Incredibly not developed. So mostly off the dome. I'm calling it the attractor.
Yep.
So I'm gonna be vulnerable on air for a second. Mm. I've had hives all over. Itchy. Bad.
Mm.
And while horrible, it really does make me more appreciative of the times that I don't have hives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's true for a lot of not so fortunate things that we have in our life.
Mm-hmm. Congestion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tummy ache.
Yeah.
Like your ears being clogged.
Oh, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of physical sensations that just make us...
Headache.
Yeah. That make us more appreciative of... our health when we don't have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's true for like other non like
physical
like ailment related yeah. things.
I feel like it's probably true because when it's like weather you don't like, you're like,
yeah.
oh, I just wish it wasn't snowing.
And you can't even imagine yeah. what the world was like when
yeah.
it was warm.
Yeah, but I think the thing with that though is that then doesn't make me more appreciative of when it's nicer out. Of like, like, of course I am enjoying the weather when it's nice out, but it's like...
I guess that's true. But I guess, are you appreciating not having hives apart from that moment immediately after you have hives? Or is it like, every day. Mm,
that's fair. You know what? That's fair.
You're like, I just need to check in with myself and remind myself.
Yeah, and maybe I'll start now.
Yeah.
Like,
hives will humble you.
No hives.
Yeah. Every day, write down 3 good things.
My family. I'm financially comfortable. I don't have hives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hives are always making it on the big three, on the short list.
Yeah. One thing that I feel like that appreciation does not extend to is when you don't have work. You know, it's like, I should appreciate this time and like do something fun.
I was not doing that this weekend.
No.
I was sitting down.
Some would even say horizontal.
Highly.
I was horizontal.
Yeah. And then I spent the whole weekend really not doing any work until maybe 8 p.m. And then I thought, oh, I could have used this weekend to shop for graduation clothes. I blew it.
I need to do that.
You gonna wear suits, little guys?
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be too hot for a suit. Under the gown?
I think I'll do some like dress pants with a nice button up.
That's
nice
how I'm feeling.
White button.
Lovely.
Up. Maybe a little tie moment. We'll see.
I mean, you have your tuxedo shirt, Noah.
I'm not wearing that around. That's more of like a joke. I'm not wearing a tuxedo shirt under the gown.
Regalia.
Or to like dinner with my parents.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Oh, wait, another thing about that is the culture around, like, grad cords, I think is very funny. Because, because some people are like, yeah, I'm getting this cord for this honor society and my volunteer work and yada, blah, blah, blah. And for me, it's going to be my collegiate ultimate frisbee team and comedy group.
Yeah. Do we have cords?
They did that last year, like, Ashton custom ordered cords.
We should do that.
Yeah. We should, like, get on that now.
Like, now. Yeah. That would be fun. Wow.
Well, okay.
Well, Max, your song is next. What is it?
Yeah, it is. It is called I'm Forgetting. It's called Early Morning Rain by Cleveland Francis.
Enjoy.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home. And I miss my darling so. In the early morning rain, I've got no place to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the ground, where the cold winds blow, where the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. Oh, she's rolling out again. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver wings on high. She's away in a westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rains don't fall, and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down, It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here all around, cold and drunk as I can be. And you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way.
Sleep the clock around.
All right.
What was that? What did we just listen to?
That was Sleep the Clock Around by Belle and Sebastian.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Cute.
And
you've been listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
I'm Max.
Enjoy our last song.
Bye.
See you next week.
Personality. It's not here. It's disappeared.